has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. God has spoken, so let the church say
We trust you, Lord. We're saying amen now. And we will say amen when it's over. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. My sweet sisters, what is a prayer concert? Well, prayer concert begins with prayer. And we have prayed and we have cried and we have sung a song to the Lord. Now, there's one prayer in the Bible that I absolutely love. It's a little long, but I want us to read it. And then after we read that prayer and talk about it, we're going to do this. We're going to spend some time adoring the Lord in prayer. Now, we're going to just extend the evaluation time, the testimony time. You will have a chance to adore the Lord. What does it mean to adore the Lord? Tell me what it means. Somebody. He's worthy to be adored. What does it mean to adore the Lord? To love him. He began with love for us. So we're going to begin with what? Love for him. When you love someone, you say sweet things to them, don't you? You say things like, I love you. And what else do you say? All right. Come on. All right. I hear you all, but one at a time, it's going to be like popcorn, okay? You're going to get a chance to tell the Lord how you adore him. And when we're finished adoring him, we're going to go into a season of confession. We've had some strong confessions up here tonight and today, and I suspect that there's some more sitting out there. I suspect that. And we want you to stand up and just confess one word, a few words, and we'll give you some time. We've got plenty of time. All right? And then we're going to go into a season of thanksgiving, where we're just thanking God for what he's done on this hill. What he's going to do when we get down off this hill, of the chains that have been broken and the freedom that we walk in. And then the last part of you don't have your hand out, that's why I'm walking you through it. The last part is supplication, which means praying for others, okay? Which is what we just did for our sister. Can we have this concert of prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Shake your head if you mean it.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's begin by just a little bit of what prayer is. And the Bible speaks of prayer, as you know. The disciples wanted to learn how to pray. And in Matthew, it says, keep watch, my sisters, and pray. Matthew 11. Luke 18:1 says, pray at all times and do not lose heart. Perfect opportunity for Susan to stop and say, let's pray right now for our sister. Matthew 6:6 says, when you pray, what? You know the rest. Enter into your in secret and pray. And Luke 4:18:1 says, pray and don't faint. So let me read for you my favorite prayer. And it's by another man in the Bible, Moses. How many of you know a little bit about Moses? Turn to Exodus 33. Twelfth verse. Moses was called onto the mountain, as you know, to receive the Ten Commandments. Moses was called to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. And Moses had a face-to-face relationship with our God. I am so, so jealous. I am. He had a face, and it was one of those talking to Jesus, talking to God, and God talking to him. Talking to God, and God talking to him. So go with me, if you've never been, in chapter 33 of Exodus, to the 12th verse. Then Moses said to the Lord, talking to God, "See, you say to me, bring up this people." And you know how the Israelites were when they brought them out of Egypt, you know. Disobedient, hard-hearted people. Stiff neck. But he's talking to God now. "But you yourself have not let me know whom you will send with me. Moreover, you have said, 'I have known you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight.'" Oh, to hear God say we found favor in his sight, my sisters. "Now, therefore, I pray you," his Moses, "if I have found favor in your sight, God, let me know your ways that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your sight." He wants favor in God's sight. He said it two or three times in the same chapter. "Consider, too, that this nation and your people," see, God said this, your people, and he said, God talking, "my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest." My sisters, when you leave this mountain, God's presence is going to go with you. He is in you. And then it says in verse 15, "And then he said to him," Moses still speaking to God, "if your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up there from here." Moses is taking them into the promised land from here. 16, "For how then can it be known that I have found favor in your sight, and I and your people, if your presence doesn't go with us," he is saying. "Is it not by your going with us, so that I and your people may be distinguished from all the other people who are upon the face of the earth?" When you leave here, you're going to look different, sisters. Act different, sisters. Talk differently, sisters, because you've been to the mountaintop. And you will have a shiny face when you leave here. Praise God. 17, "And the Lord said to Moses," can you see this conversation going back and forth, back and forth? "And the Lord said to Moses, 'I will also do this thing of which you have spoken, for you have found favor in my sight, and I have known you by name.'" Oh, my sisters, God knows every last one of us by name. Every last hair on our head, every bone in our body. He knows you. He is very familiar with you. He created you. He is not going to forsake you, Mary. He didn't forsake you. And there are others in here that he will not forsake. 18, "Then Moses said, 'I pray you, Lord.'" He was so excited. "Show me your glory." Now, if God showed up in here, every last one of us would faint. Fall on our faces and weep before him. But Moses, in his relationship with God, was so sweet, so tender, so close, so intimate. He said, "Well, I pray then, show me your glory." And this is what God says. "I myself will take all of my goodness and pass before you, and will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will show compassion on whom I will show compassion." But he said, "You can't see my face, Moses. No man can see me and live." And then the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand there on the rock. And it will come about while my glory is passing by." God loves Moses so much that he knows Moses sees his glory, if we see his glory, poof, that's it. He is so powerful. "While my glory is passing by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and then I will cover your face with my hand until I pass by." Oh, what a sweet God. What a sweet God. God's got glory. He's full of glory. He's full of compassion. He's full of love. But God gives it out so we can take it. And we can't take all of God at one time, people. We would be consumed by it. And so when things are happening in your life and God is wanting to grow you up, his glory steps back a little bit. And when it does, you move towards him a little bit. You see, when God's glory was just not being shown to me during my trial and my tribulation and your trial and your tribulation, he was moving back. And then what did I do? I moved forward. I got closer. I got closer. I got closer because I was trying to get to him. And so are you. That's why you're here. We're not playing up here on this hill. We're serious about God. All of us want to grow in him. But then he says something even sweeter. Verse 23. After he's gone by, he says, then I will take my hand away and you shall see my back, but my face you shall not see. And some commentators say, when things happen in our lives, we cannot see what God's doing then, Susan. But by his grace and mercy, we see it after a bit. When we turn around and we look and we see why that son had to go to prison. Because God gets him there, settles him down, and begins to use him right there. We see that daughter that's disobedient become a Bible teacher. We see that son who's disobedient, stuck in rap music, become a youth pastor, and he knows how to talk to youth because he's listened to that junk. And he understands where they are. God will use you where you are. Don't fret about her. Pray for her. Don't fret about him. Pray for him. And wait and see when it's all passed by. Woo! Look what God did. Hallelujah. You can say hallelujah. I know it hurts. My heart was broken to see my son. I had to come in one day and say, turn that junk off. Why? Turn it off. I don't want to hear it. And then when I hear him preach on rap and how hard it is on our kids and what it does to their minds and their hearts. Oh, God, he uses all of that. He will use what your son's going through, my sister, for his glory. Oh, my. Let the church say.
Amen.
So right now, we're going to sing a song. That's just one prayer in the Bible. There are many. The disciples said, Lord, teach me how to pray. But I love the way Moses talked to God. And you can talk to God the same way. Yes, he's holy. But he made it so that you can come to him. As I said last night, the veil is rent. So right now, settle your heart. Calm your heart. And we're going to sing. Tell me what we're going to sing.
Holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy. Okay. Because God is holy. And then you're going to have an opportunity, one at a time, popcorn, to stand up and just say, I adore God, and this is how. All right? Can we do that? Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Give yourself some room. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Susan.
God, you see if it's in here. I'm not sure. Just look, please. And if it is, turn there. One second.
Holy,
Lord God Almighty, early in the morning a song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee. thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which word in our hand evermore shall be.
Father, thank you so very much for this time to just adore you. You may be seated. So, my sisters, this is your time. Pop up, popcorn. How do you adore God? How do you adore? Come on, don't be shy.
Magnify His name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Someone else, don't be shamed.
Praise His holy name.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Bow down before Him.
Amen. Praise God.
More than worthy to be.
Amen. Praise God.
Father, I adore you because you're faithful.
Amen. Yes. Praise yes. God. Praise
oh,
God.
My rock and
amen. Yes. Praise God.
God first loved me, and I love God because He first loved me before I was born in my mother's womb.
Amen. Amen. Praise
I
God.
I love you, Lord. You have no respect of person.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Lift you up, Lord, just to never let me down.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall
all
I fear?
Right. Amen. All right. Praise God.
All in all.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. Praise God.
Showing up on time.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You love Him.
Fearfully and wonderfully.
Amen. You adore Him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
I appreciate Him for who He is.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I adore you because all my life I have adored you. You have directed my life.
Amen. Right. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise you, God, because you are my refuge. You are my fortress.
Amen. Praise God.
I know you, Lord. You are my
fortress. Amen.
I go where you want me to go.
Amen.
I adore you because you gave your son that I may live.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
All time God who gave me a second chance at life.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven on high with wisdom, power, and might. Our God is an awesome God, worthy to be adored. Ready? Amen. Susan.
Our God is an
awesome God. He reigns
from heaven
yeah.
with wisdom, power, and love.
Our God is an awesome God. Yeah. My God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven on high with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Yeah.
God
is an awesome God. He reigns
from heaven on high.
Yeah, Lord. The power and love. Our God is an awesome God. With wisdom, power, and
love,
our God is an awesome God. God is an awesome God. He reigns
from heaven
on high. With wisdom,
is an awesome God.
He raised
from
heaven with the power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Yes,
is an awesome God.
I raise with wisdom,
power, and love.
Our God. of power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Oh, our God is an awesome God. He reigns with the wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Oh, yes, our God. Thank you, Lord. God, He reigns. Oh, bless His name. Yeah.
Power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Yeah. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Woo! Thank you, Father, for giving us this time to just show how much we adore you, how much we love you, and how awesome you are. Oh, Father, you rule and reign in this place, and we are your daughters, submitted to you, humbled at your feet. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We've just spent some time adoring a wonderful God. Oh, God, thank you. And now we're going to move into the session called confession. We're going to confess. Now, what does it mean to confess? It means to tell God what He already knows.
Amen.
That we have sinned against the God of the universe. And we are sorry. We repent and we turn and we go in the direction that is towards Him. Amen?
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 Amen.
Turn to Psalm 51. It's a good psalm to go to when you need to sit before the Lord and confess your sins as I do. I also like Psalm 139. I've always told you that. But Psalm 51 is the prayer of David. And David was a man after God's own heart. But just like us, David sinned. But he knew where he needed to go to be cleansed of his sins. And he went to the Lord. Verse 10 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you." Do you know when you confess your sins and give a powerful testimony that it converts others to Christ? And causes others to say, "Oh, I can confess my sins. I don't have to hide this." Cynthia, I think this morning, was talking about how we hide things and don't want God to know. My sisters, He already knows. He knew where Eve was. He wanted Eve to know where she was and what she had done. So this is a time of confession. Popcorn. Confession time, where you say, "This is what I confess," and you use it any way you want. You have some. We have time.
Lord, I confess my doubt to you. Lord, I confess that I am unworthy to call upon your name.
Jesus. And be specific, ladies.
Ooh, Jesus.
Amen, Jesus.
Lord, I confess my anger.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I ask you to cleanse me more and more each day.
Amen. Praise God.
Lord, I confess my being unthankful for your precious gift of my husband. Lord, I see you today, and I'm so thankful that he's done what he needed to do. And forgive me, Lord, that I've been obedient. Father, when I get home, I'm going to hug him like I never hugged him. I thank you that you're God of decency and order, and you indeed work through a chain of command. So my precious husband, Lord, I love him.
Praise
and
God.
And I thank you for him.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
God, I confess my insecurities that have helped me walk through faith.
Jesus.
To be obedient to your word.
Jesus.
Dear Lord, I pray I want you to forgive me, but not trust in you and walking as the life I should walk.
Amen.
I don't always say the nicest things to my husband.
She got something.
And when I get home, I will be nice to my husband. I have a good husband.
53-year husband.
Amen.
I hear some of these ladies tell about some things they're going through. I haven't been through none of that. The Lord has spared me. So thank you, Jesus, for being good to me.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Dear Lord, I confess my sins of thoughts of unrighteousness.
And praise God, oh God.
Lord, I confess to you with this point my inability to be the mother that my daughter would have me to be.
Praise God.
I would like to confess that my thoughts and my ideas of how church should be and how people should be in church, that I impose my thoughts on others.
Jesus.
And I take that away from what how God wants us to be in church.
Thank you,
and also my doubts.
Amen.
Lord, I confess my procrastination unto you for the things that you told me to do. And I ask for your forgiveness.
Amen. And remember, there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus, my sisters. There's no condemnation here. So you confess whatever God lays on your heart to confess.
Oh, I confess I don't give you no personal time.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Come on, baby. You wanted to say something?
Lord, I confess that I don't.
Let her say it, Lord. Open it up and let the Lord say it. That's one way we tell Satan to get behind us. Father, you have said that if we confess our sins, if we confess our sins, you are faithful. You are faithful. You will not turn your back on us, Lord. You are faithful and you are just and you will forgive. Oh God, thank you for my sister confessing her sin, Father. Oh Lord, help us all to be open and transparent. Confessing our sins to you, not to the people around us, Lord, but to you. You are faithful, Lord, and you will forgive us. Help her, I pray, Father, to walk in peace and forgiveness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Anybody else? Pray for my sister. We're praying for you.
My children are adults. But for me, doctor, intervening in their lives, and you want to be a mother and you want to
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I confess that I'm not more submissive to my husband.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, I ask your forgiveness for not being able to your will as I should be. But from this point forward, when I do, I will be. Thank you.
Thank Jesus.
Lord, I want to confess that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Although, if you are new, you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was walking in your way.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I want to confess a great betrayal of one of my friends.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I know you put me in the room.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, this is so heavy on my heart.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
I want to confess that I have not trusted God with my finances. And I have not paid my tithes the way that I should. And I ask that God would forgive me. And I am free now.
Yeah. Amen.
And I know that He is first and He will be first.
Amen.
And I will give my first fruits.
Amen. First, praise God. Praise God.
Lord, I want to confess that I don't always do what you want me to do, but go where you want me to go.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else?
I want to confess that I have not trusted God with my marriage. Mm. And with the gift that He's given me to be able to work with children.
Mm.
God, to be able to trust Him more, and I don't. Mm. I'm praying He helps me with that. Because I know I can, in His Word, He says, I can trust Him.
Amen.
And I can lean on Him.
Amen.
Instead of leaning on man.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen, I'm not doing all the things that I know I should do and could do and go I'm slack on doing things.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Speak up. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I ask the Lord to forgive me for the spirit of me. Because He did not give us a spirit of faith, but of love and a sound
mind. Okay. Amen. 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 The Bible says that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us. And He has forgiven us by the fact that we've confessed. Now, I want you to just sit a minute. Think about what you've said and what you've confessed. And then think about the exact opposite of that. What does a thief do when he doesn't steal anymore? What does he do? The Bible says he stops stealing and he gives. So whatever it was you confessed, and you know it. I can't remember all of them. But then think about what is the opposite. That's where we repent and turn and go in the opposite direction. And we're going to just quietly do that. Because that's between you and God. And I thank you, sisters, for your openness. So think about it. And then tell God what you'd intend to do with His help. Not in your flesh, but in His help. To rectify the situation. I'll give you a minute or so to do that. Amen.
Amen.
turn in your Bibles with me, please, to Galatians. It is our theme verse, Galatians 5, 1. Oh, the freedom there is in Christ Jesus. Galatians 5, 1 says, "It was for freedom, my sisters, that Christ set us free. The freedom to speak to Him in truth, without shame, without fear, without anger, and knowing that He hears our prayers, He hears our confessions. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery." See, bondage is slavery. So we don't want to be a slave to sin and unrighteousness. We want to be a slave to righteousness. Okay, we're going to end this session with a song. What can wash away my sins? Stand on your feet. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Are you ready? Come on.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that blood that makes me white as snow. No other path I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. My pardon, this I see. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this I nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that blood that makes me white as snow. No other fountain, no, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you. Oh, the blood of Jesus Christ that washes away our sins. We thank God for that. Thank you for your confessions, ladies. Thank you for your confessions. The next area in this concert of praise is thanksgiving. How many of you are thankful? Yeah. Woo! Yeah! Thankful! Thankful! I don't know if I said to you this, but this is called ACTS. A for adoration, C for confession, T for thanksgiving, and S for supplication. T is for thanksgiving. That's where we are now. And we're going to thank God for what He has been doing this weekend. Amen. And in your life. Amen. Thanking God for it. So we have another little short testimony time. All right? Of thanksgiving. Who's going to go first?
Thank God for our safe arrival of the Sabbath.
Amen.
I thank God for the word that I have thank God for saving my husband to die. And I thank my daughter for sitting me up here.
Okay.
I thank God, first of all, for this gathering here, Camp Sedan. And I also thank God for my salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Oh, we all.
I just thank God for his precious promises. And coming up here, you know, I was like, you'd be lack on money. But when I got paid, my check was gone. But anyway.
The check or the money?
The money was gone. But I went anyway and did what I had to do. And make a long story short, when I got home, well, my sister, she came back, she gave me $50. I said, well, that'd be my spending money.
Amen.
And I said, Lord, I said, then I got the, I forgot I ordered a t-shirt. I said, well, anyway, I'm going on anyway. And when I got home, my daughter-in-law said, you need any money? I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. And so then, on top of that, when I got home, I got a letter in the mail. I had got a letter about a month ago saying that they had recently found out that my husband had died. My husband's been dead 12 years.
Oh.
And so I just sent the letter back. So, and I didn't keep a copy of anything. But then I got another letter. I said, well, I'm going to call him this time. So on our way coming up here, I stopped and called him on the way coming. And the lady said that whatever if I pay to bury him, they're going to give me that money back. I said,
whoa. Wow. 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 That is something to be thankful for. Praise God. Amen. I want you to know that one of the prayers that I pray, and I know others pray it on the team, is that if there's a woman that doesn't have money, Lord, give her some money so she can come.
Amen.
If she doesn't have child care, give her child care. And if she doesn't have a ride, give her a ride.
Amen.
So I thank you that God answers prayer, doesn't he?
Amen.
And I know others on the committee pray the same thing, but that is a testimony. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. And it's so sweet, her daughter and her daughter-in-law.
Yes. My sister, my daughter-in-law.
Okay, that's very sweet. That's very sweet. Thankfulness.
I'm thankful God for supplying all my needs. When I need them, where I need them, and how I need them.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
I thank the Lord for being here in Sedan. This is my fourth year, and we never know. You know, the retreats are really good because, like you said, everybody goes through something,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and it has helped. So one year that I came, which I think was year before last, I had it was going through a storm, and it meant a lot to me because in the process of the you know, the Sedan
retreat
program and everything that we was going through, the Lord was talking to me.
Amen.
Because we came in April, and that following June, I lost my son.
Oh.
And it wasn't, a lot of people don't, you know, I guess they can't understand when you're in the Lord. And even though I know I was in the Lord, it still hurts because it's your child.
Yeah. Yeah.
But God had enabled me to go through what I went through because I had come here to Sedan. And I also always thank my pastor's wife because she was the one that started us into coming.
Amen.
So the Lord puts people in our place in front of us sometimes,
mm-hmm.
to help us out with the things that we're going
mm-hmm.
through. So I thank God for her because if it hadn't been for her, I know that I still would have made it. But coming here, it done something to help me to go through what I had to do.
Amen. Praise God.
I don't blame God. I'm not angry at God because God's word says that we're not live here forever. But like you say, it's your child, and nobody wants to see their child go before they do.
Amen.
But I do thank God for the years that I spent with him. I thank God for his two children, who
mm-hmm.
I still stay in contact because they do live out of state.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just good to know that you know God.
Amen.
And that God is able, that he'll be there with you and
yeah.
carry you through,
yeah.
no matter what you go through.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Amen.
And to know that God is a healing God.
Mm-hmm.
He's healed me of cancer. And now I have a friend that I don't call his name. And he's attacked my whole right side. But I'm here anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God for Sedan, for the vision. This was a vision. You know, me and my co-worker had talked about this in Black History Month. You don't know.
She said, I thank God for what? Amen. Amen.
In September last year, was going to be my first time. Sister Kathy and Brother Doug told me about Sister Renee, and she brought me up here for the first time.
Amen.
So I thank Sister Renee for being a friend of mine and being nice enough to be able to come pick me up and bring me up.
All right. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
So I thank God. And I'm doing the Bible study with the dying guy.
Okay.
I've been doing that for some years now.
She means the correspondence courses that they do here.
It is like a Bible study.
That's all right. You dig it. It's fine. That's wonderful.
So I thank God for that. I'm doing pretty good for that. And when you do that, if you get finished with the Bible study, they give you a certificate. They give you $50 off for the coupon.
Amen.
If you don't have the money, that help you out.
Amen. Woo! Praise God! Woo! Yeah! There you go. Thank you, baby, for being a walking advertisement for our correspondence course that is a Bible study. I love you. She knows I love her.
Enjoying this time, learning things that when we go to church, our day, you know, we don't get to talk to one another. I thank God for the women that I've been allowed to sit down at the meal table to talk to this young lady for telling me about the correspondence course. I would try
to. Praise the Lord.
You just do not get that opportunity.
Amen. Praise God.
I've learned so much about my sisters that I go to church with every Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. I have prayed and I thank God for that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Excuse us for just a minute, Susan. Come here.
See, you started. I don't know. Well, we need to be through by 12:45.
That's what I need to know.
Okay.
I just want to thank God today from all of us for the gift, which is today, which was not promised to us. Yeah. Right. Breathe life into our breath this morning.
Amen.
To bring us here, so I thank him for that, for yeah. this day, which we have called a gift.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. I just want to thank God. I call him Georgia May. Georgia May is my roommate. I said, now, you know who you come, you know who you're staying with, right? You're my roommate. But, you know, through that, we even get there at night. And we have our personal Bible study.
Amen.
And
amen.
So we probably live at 4 o'clock this morning.
Amen. And look at you, still standing. Woo!
Amen.
Amen.
I've had a good time. I got a lot of things to work on.
Amen.
Every time you give me a little more.
Amen.
I'm coming next year so I get the rest.
Okay. Amen.
I'm thankful for learning that of gaining a peace in waiting.
Okay. Amen.
I am a little bit of a control freak in my life. Maybe not in others, but in my life. And I needed to learn how to wait.
Amen.
And I think that I'm leaving here this time with this, with that tool.
Okay.
To know that waiting is not just doing nothing.
Amen.
Waiting is an action.
Amen.
And I'm grateful to God for giving me that. And I do have one small confession. I want to confess to God that I'm not as good of a friend.
Amen.
As I want to be.
Amen.
And that's my prayer, to be, just to be a better friend, not to be so busy. I am a little bit of a Martha. And not to be so busy with things that I neglect being a friend.
Okay.
And amen. I thank you all for that.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
This is my first time coming to Sedona and with my church members, and I just like to say that I really have enjoyed it. I'm thankful that we came to Sedona. I'm thankful for all the ladies that we met, because we came to Bethlehem Church, and that was nice. You know, we've made some plans since we've been here. But what I'm really thankful for is to know that I'm normal.
Amen. Amen. Keep normal.
And the reason that I know that I'm normal is because I listen to what everybody has shared, their different things. And when you listen to people, you can find some things in your life that's very similar to the things that they're going through in their life. It's not the same. We all have our different issues that we're dealing with. But the things, but what I'm happy about and what I'm, it's nice to know that I'm normal. It's nice to know that there are other people out here that are going through things.
Amen. Praise
and
God.
You're not the only person that's going through something. You know, sometimes the devil want to give us a pity party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh,
yeah.
Lord, please.
Yeah.
You know, why am I going through things? And when I confessed that I was angry with God, you know, why am I going through all of this? And then when you listen to other people, well, shucks, you know, you're no different than anybody else.
Yeah.
They're going,
yeah,
there are people all over,
yes,
that are going through different things.
Amen.
And I'm just thankful for that. And I'm
amen.
Thankful for the Lord that He allowed me the opportunity to come here.
Amen. And remember, my sisters, God, not just going through, coming out on the other side of it. That's our God. It's our God. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I thank God for being able to come to Sedona. I thank God for sending Sister House to our church in Providence, because she has already been coming, and so she, every year she drives the church bus and bring us up here with her, but we wouldn't get here if she didn't.
Oh, right. Praise
God.
And
I'm just thankful for the experience that we have here, all the knowledge we get, like she said, hearing everybody talk,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a blessing to be here.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen.
I have so much to be thankful for. The tithes, not trusting, friendship, and just hearing everybody else. But what I really wanted to say when I stood up is God is so good, because I don't know the last time Nadia was here, but she did a workshop on, you know, she helped us with like the devotional
quiet time,
set up your little room and all that stuff. And every year since then, I have been looking for her. Mm-hmm. And this was a year where I felt like I came by myself, although I was with Judy and my two ladies here, you know, but the Lord's like, He has something special for me, because I always look for Nadia.
And you found her. Woo! Amen.
I love all of y'all, but yes. it was just something special about Nadia. And then Miss Mentor.
Mentor, yes.
That's my other special lady.
Oh, praise
and
God.
I want to tell her, we need to lift her up.
Amen.
My husband's not here. She's just really, really, really sweet.
Amen.
Yeah, I was continuing to pray for me.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I just like to thank God for so much. He really has been good. One of the things I want to thank Him for is this one.
Amen. Is that your sister, did you say? Just a friend? Mm-hmm. Friend. Okay.
She befriended me.
A pastor's wife. That's so sweet.
Yeah,
that's so is. Sweet.
And she's not even in the same state as I am.
Oh, praise God. Amen.
I have a problem with being social with people. I'm very standoffish. I've went through a whole lot of stuff in my life, and I keep my mouth closed.
Mm.
So I don't know how to approach people to be a friend.
Mm.
She called me one day to be my friend. We talk every single day, sometimes 3 or 4 times, that's like every hour. She calls me when she goes to work, gets off of work, in lunch, she just calls me. And she does not know what that does to me. Last year, we came to Sedona in April. My oldest sister, she was very sick. And I knew it would be a matter of time. But in May, she came up to be with me for Memorial Day. And on May 27th, it was her birthday. We were going to celebrate her birthday. We went to the movies and all of that. But coming back from dinner, I got a text message from my niece that my sister had passed.
Yeah.
And she was right there. She said, "Gee, we don't have to celebrate my birthday because I know." I said, "No, I have to do this." And we went anyway. And so she has been with me. She has been my sister.
Amen. Praise God.
I love this girl.
Did you meet her here?
No.
Where did you? How did you meet her?
I used to go to First Baptist in Memphis.
Okay. Okay.
And she said, she called me and she said that it was something she saw in me that she wanted to be my friend. I see nothing in myself.
This place is sweet.
I don't understand how people can befriend me because I look at me and I'm like, you just don't know what I'm
talking
about.
Oh, my sister. Yeah, but you still are special to the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's something in you that says that. Oh, my sister.
There's one other person that's very special to me, and I tell her this. There's a young man in our community. He's 16 years old. But this young man, he has gone through so much. And he was very, very quiet. And I made it a point to be his friend.
Oh, praise God.
And I told him, "One thing, baby, I'm going to get you to do. I'm going to get you to open your mouth." And he texts me every morning. Matter of fact, he just finished texting me. And so he has come so far.
Praise God.
And
amen.
I am just so thankful for that. And I think that may be one of the reasons why my daughter is so upset, because I have just grab hold of him because he has shared some stuff with me that I haven't even shared with her. And I think it's disturbing her so bad because she just sees something. But I can't share the things that he has told me.
Yeah.
But you all just continue to pray that I continue to be, I guess, who I am. I don't
Amen.
Know who that is, but who I am.
Praise God. You are a child of the King. You're a child of the King. We know who you are. We know who you are. Praise God. I'm going to ask, let us do one more. Thankful, something that you're thankful about.
I just want everybody to know how good God is. God is a good God.
Amen.
Way out of nowhere.
Okay.
On the 12th of this month, I got my purse stolen from me. Had my ID, I had $425, and I was myself guilty of becoming a sedan and everything in it. But I didn't get angry. My daughter, when I called her, she said, "Hang your head in prayer. And we're going to pray for this woman." And I don't know, the whole spirit of what I felt came out of me. And we prayed. She was at work. And she prayed for me on the phone. And then I said, "Well, Tanya, the money got stolen. And I don't know how we're going to get to Sedona because my car is not fit to drive." And praise be to God, this friend right here.
Uh-huh.
She said, "I will drive."
Amen. Amen.
God, I'm going to show you what God did. I went straight to the license. Got my new life. I put all my credit cards. I closed them off. And
that's
then I went on my door. I said, "I can't get upset because I got something to do. I
got
to get a new life. And I
got
to go
to cook
dinner."
Well, that could do either one. Either one. We can do both.
This one. I got ready. I went to Troy. Troy's about 30 miles from us, okay? We went to Troy, had a good time in the Lord. I came back, and then we was trying to say, "Well, we won't." My daughter said, "Well, I don't think I'm going because we can't afford it." I said, "God, I'll make a way out of nowhere. We're all going." That's what she said. "Okay, then if you provide the way, I'm going to go." And my daughter sent me $100. My son gave me $20. A friend of mine gave me another
$20. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. To God be the glory for all of this thankfulness to Him. Oh, we're going to do thank you, Lord, first. Thank you, Lord. Ready?
And then my chicken.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you for those testimonies of thankfulness. There isn't a church anywhere having church like we're having church this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. To thank you, Lord, you've been so good, so good, Lord, you've been so good, oh, you've been so good. We just want to say, you, Lord, just thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Only him. It's not about us, but it's about him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Be the glory to God. Be the glory to God. Be the glory for the things He has done with this world. The things you have done for me, things so undeserved, but you give to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude. All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe it all. to me.
Sing out of your hearts, ladies.
To God be the glory.
Our last area is supplication, and that means to pray for others. And here's how we're going to do that. We're going to get dressed properly. So turn to Ephesians 6 with me, because we're getting ready to do battle for the ones we love, our children, our churches, our communities, our jobs, and you need to be properly dressed to do that. We're going to pray for our sons and daughters who are disobedient and out there doing their thing. We're going to pray for husbands and children and family members. We're going to pray that God will release us and them from the bondage issues that they have. And so we need to be properly dressed. And who knows what that proper outfit is? The whole armor of the Lord. I like to say we don't need to go out naked. We need to put on the whole armor of the Lord. We need to be fully dressed in what God has given us to do battle with. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Do not walk out of here, go down off this mountain without being fully dressed. We are experiencing the presence of the Lord, and the enemy does not like that. But we're not going to give him any credit, are we? Verse 11, put on the full armor of the Lord so that you will be able to stand against the schemes, the tricks, the lies, the devious ways of the devil. We know how he likes to slide in and get in. We know the area. He knows that area to touch in us that will hurt us. But God has given us the equipment that we need. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. My sister, I want you to know, your struggle is not against your son and your daughter. It is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, and against spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. That's a mouthful. But we learned Friday that the devil is the prince of the air here in this world. But God. What are we to fight with? We are to take up. That means you're going to get it. Reach for it. Put your hands on it. The full armor of the Lord so that you will be able to resist the devil. He is a defeated foe, my sisters. And we win. But in order to resist him here, you need to be fully clothed. To resist the devil and the evil days. Therefore, verse 11, take up the full armor of the Lord so that you will be able to resist in the evil day and having done everything to stand firm. And having, what you need to do then is stand firm, having girt on your loins with truth. And this is truth. As much of this as you can get in you will come out of you. So keep your Bible handy, maybe more than one Bible handy, because you want to resist the devil with the word of God. Stand firm, having girt on your loins with truth. And that's the belt of truth. And then put on the breastplate of righteousness. You want to cover your heart, your mind, your emotions, your feelings, all of those things that trip us up with the breastplate of righteousness. Then you want to shod your feet with what? The preparation of the gospel of peace. And that word preparation is key. Memorize scripture. Read scripture. I write scripture down on paper and put it up on the walls of my house. When the Lord said to me, be still, I wrote great big old be still. Put it on the couch where I go to sit and have prayer. Not that I couldn't remember it, but I might not remember it. So as much as you can, put scripture before your eyes. In addition to all, take up the shield of faith, which will be able to extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. When you take up the shield of faith, it's like a door, a great big door in front of you. When the darts come at you, and they will, in this world you're going to have trouble. When they come at you, you have got the protection of the shield of faith. And then take on the helmet of salvation. You're going to have to put the hat of salvation over your head, over your mind, where those evil and wicked thoughts come in and out, that you need to take captive of, the Bible says. Take captive of every thought, wicked imagination. Put on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And that's your sword. So you can chop away, coming and going, the evil with the Word of God. And then verse 18 says, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert. Amen. With all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Praying then, and I pray and pray on my behalf that utterances may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. This is Paul teaching about the gospel, but knowing what you need to have on you to be able to do that. So what do we have? We have the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, sword of the Spirit, and our feet shod with the gospel of peace. This is a prayer conference, prayer concert. We are going to pray. Are you dressed? Are you dressed and ready to pray? Here's how we're going to do it. If you have something that you want us to pray about, just pop up like we've been doing. I'm going to give you a few minutes to do that. And then with the people that's sitting right there next to you, we're going to spend some time in prayer. Be specific, my sisters. Don't pray about, oh, I'm so glad I was here. Pray about those issues that you've been dealing with this weekend and pray that the Lord would deliver you, gloriously deliver you. And pray for others, mainly. Pray for others in your family, in your home, in your church, in your community. Can we do that? Okay. Who are you going to pray for? Popcorn time.
Sometimes we have things in our church that can be done. We have, you know, missions that can be done. So I'm praying that our church will realize that, it's all about God.
All right.
And not about us.
Great.
And also for my two great grandchildren, not say Kelly Williams and Tyler
okay.
Williams.
Okay. Supplication. Who do you want to pray for? What do you want to pray about?
Myself, when God moved me from a situation that I've been in an abusive physical mental relationship for 10 years. And I got out of that situation, I thought my life was wonderful. But for 5 years now, I've been dealing with something that I haven't talked to anyone about until I came to sit down.